David Hawkins is senior editor at Roll Call. And David, for the President's Day holiday, or George Washington's birthday, as the federal government calls it, here we are back where we were about a year and a half ago, and where we were promised we were never going to be, on the cusp of another shutdown. At least this time, it is only one agency, right?
That's right. Just one agency, although albeit one of the more important ones, if you had to choose. Homeland Security is. They just put this agency together. I think it would be the only time, if we do have this shutdown, which is theoretically possible now on Thursday the 27th, it would be the first time that a partial government shutdown had been confined to just one department, let alone the newest of the departments, which I guess DHS is technically the newest cabinet-level department.
And so we're back to where we were before, which is the countdown to shutdown. And I thought I remembered an assurance from Speaker Boehner that we weren't going to go here again, and yet he's on the talk shows this week, this past Sunday, saying, if it shuts down, that's fine with us. It's okay.
That's true, and he wasn't alone in making that promise. So the same promise was made using even fewer words, even more emphatically, by Mitch McConnell. The day after Election Day, when it was clear that Mitch McConnell was going to be the new majority leader, he said, don't worry, there won't be any more shutdowns. So he now says, well, I've done all I can. I've proved to my fellow Senate Republicans and Senate Democrats and the public and everybody else who's paying attention that there's no way for me, Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader, to call up the House's legislation that would condition DHS funding on repealing the president's immigration liberalization orders. So what is there for me to do except ask for a bailout from John Boehner? The way to boil down parliamentary complexities pretty much to their essence, Mitch McConnell cannot give up on this. He cannot give up on this bill and just send back a simple bill of his own, a straightforward bill. He's got to wait for the House to do that, it seems like. And as of yesterday, John Boehner was saying, Mitch, this is your problem, figure it out. So it seems like they are, you know, the Congress is gone this week. As many listeners may know, they take all of President's week off. When they come back, they got 4 days to figure this problem out. It has all the earmarks of you needing to play that music at least a few more times. Just like that. And I still think the betting odds are that they'll figure it out either on the last possible day before the shutdown or the first day of a shutdown. I cannot see this going on too much longer. I have to believe, and maybe this is naive belief on my part that's based on many more years covering a somewhat functioning Congress than a non-functioning Congress, that these Republicans will realize that this is terrible politics for them, like it was 2 years ago, and enough of them will come to their senses that John Boehner will be able to get them off the dime and pass a clean bill.
I continue to be struck with the conversations on the Republican side where they say, well, certainly this time the general public will blame the Democrats for it. It's never worked in the history of the United States before, and I certainly don't expect you to explain why they think differently, David, but that seems to be what continues to bring us back to this point over and over again.
You know, it does. I mean, I suppose that the other times there were shutdowns, which were in the fall of 13, the president's approval rating was still, I think, above 50%. Back in the shutdowns in the mid-90s, Bill Clinton's approval rating was way above 50%. The only thing I can speculate on the only insight I might be able to give as to why the Republicans think this time is different is this time Barack Obama's approval rating is below 50%. It's not much below 50%. It's actually bouncing around in the mid to upper middle 40s, but it is below half, so maybe they think that somehow that's why. Now, one should hasten to add that the approval ratings of Congress altogether and the Republican leadership of Congress is way, way lower than that high 40s number.
Well, the part of this I guess I don't understand, and it's the political element that just doesn't make sense, is this is all happening after the promises of we're going to govern. We're going to essentially show the Democrats how it's done. And if this is how it's done, I imagine there are a whole lot of people outside Washington saying we're not real crazy about that idea.
You know, excellent point. I am a little bit confused at this point as to how Mitch McConnell, who is a pretty savvy player, both politically and in a parliamentary way, I'm a little bit flummoxed as to how he feels like he's caught up here with an inability. He seems to have a parliamentary inability to just toss aside that House-passed bill that has the immigration language that is at the core of this fight. He's unable to just throw that in the trash and pass a so-called clean bill and send it back to the House.
Well, I can understand that, but what I can't understand is why he doesn't let somebody introduce an amendment that would strip that language out and then send that back to the House.
If he were to bring the bill up in it, well, because the Democrats won't let him do it that easily, is the bottom line. The Democrats have said, sorry, buddy, we're not going to allow you to even get started on this bill.
So they're just as guilty as the Republicans are, then?
In that sense, they are. They have said to McConnell, right, it is the Democrats who have filibustered this bill, who have said at least three votes, maybe there have been four by now, we're not going to even bring this bill to the floor to start debating it. We dislike it that much, and you got to figure this out on your own, Mitch McConnell.
Okay, so understanding that then helps me understand a little bit why Republicans on the House side think that the American people might blame the Democrats. It's still not going to work, I don't think, and that doesn't matter, because what really matters is here sits the Homeland Security Department counting down to a shutdown and 30,000 furloughs, as the chief financial officer at DHS told me on this program last week, and no end to this seemingly in sight, David, because if Boehner doesn't want to budge and McConnell doesn't want to budge or isn't able to, then that sets up what you said we expect to see movement on potentially middle of next week.
I think that's right, and I think we talked a week ago about a scenario that I think he's only gotten a little bit realer or more in the mix since the last time we talked, which is that maybe the face-saving way out of this, and I'm not sure why either side thinks this is the face-saving way, would be a CR for the Department of Homeland Security that lasts until October 1st. That might be the only way that the Republicans, these conservative, confrontational Republicans, would think that they extracted some sort of pound of flesh from Obama by saying, you wouldn't relent on your immigration orders, so we're not going to give you a regular, priorities made, choices made budget for the DHS for the rest of the year.
And I did learn from the chief financial officer at DHS last week, that's one of the contingencies that they are planning for. So it certainly wouldn't be the optimal outcome, but at least it would be something that DHS would have a plan in place to be able to deal with if it happened.
That, you know, that's right, and probably, I don't know, I can't speak for the DHS. Your CFO guy might be able to say if they had a choice between being shut down altogether for a few days and then getting, a regular budget, even the last 7 months, or whether they would just, at this point, rather have the certainty of a CR that lasts until October 1st. I wonder which one they choose.
I don't know, but I imagine the certainty would be helpful. That's what all agencies seem to crave more than anything else. So is this, when they come back next week, is this going to suck all the oxygen out of the room? Nothing else will happen next week because they'll be focused on this, right?
I think that is true. I think that by that point, people will, the other media will be playing, the media that pay less attention to this stuff, until there's a real crisis, they'll all have their countdown clocks out of the closet, and then it'll suck out all the energy out of the room, and we'll have to be talking about this next Monday too.